In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, who has sanctified us.
In the name of the triune God, we gather for worship.
We are here, O God, for many reasons, but all of us seek your forgiveness and mercy. Let us join in as we confess our sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading, Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine, and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk, every one, in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast afar off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forevermore. So far. The Epistle, Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 13. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glory God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Again Isaiah saith, There shall be the root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles will trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So far. Now this morning's gospel, or this morning, this evening's gospel, I made a mistake. It's the first mistake I've ever made, I think. Why are you laughing? Why are you standing? Okay, and it's a little too late to correct the mistake. The gospel should be St. Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 to 15, which I shall now read. Please rise. Now when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's households. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Oh yes, I say unto you, more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater one than John the Baptist, notwithstanding that he is the least in the kingdom of heaven, is greater than he. And from that day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And all the prophets and the law of the prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this Elias, which was for to come, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. So far. And let us confess our faith according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he has risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. At this time, I have a prayer request on behalf of Denny Nyberg and Patty Wasserson. Their mother, Nyla, has been found with cancer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Nyberg and Patty. Their mother is seriously ill. give guidance and direction to the doctors who are working with her to keep her comfortable, and if it is your will, grant her recovery and give her the strength to take one day at a time. But above all, strengthen her faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grant her the comfort and the assurance knowing that she is your child, having been redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Give guidance and direction to her doctors as they deal with this terrible illness. We turn Nyla over to your care, Father. We know that she's in good hands, she's in yours. And we pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 55. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this evening is Art Thou He? And it's based upon our gospel reading. And I would like to read two verses from that. Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. And they said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? So far, please be seated. Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? This is the age-old Advent question. It is the expression of a deep yearning, a serious hope. This hope was in the hearts of Adam and Eve when they were expelled from the Garden of Eden. God himself implanted this question into the hearts of Adam and Eve when God gave the first promise of a Savior. Eve thought the promise was fulfilled when her first son Cain was born, when she spoke the words, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." And although Cain was a great disappointment, she continued to hope. "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" And as the ages rolled by, the answer to this question grew even a little brighter. Isaiah spoke of Emmanuel as God with us. Micah foretold that the ruler of Israel, the Messiah, was to be born in David's town. And finally, the "Art thou he," the promised one, came. And over Bethlehem's field, the angel sang, "Glory to God in the highest, Christ the Savior is born." But nevertheless, the disciples of John the Baptist apparently still doubted a little. And so John sent them directly to Jesus to inquire, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Now in John's own mind, there was no doubt. His testimony had been positive. "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." And even in his prison cell, John's faith did not waver. He was not a reed shaken by the wind. However, to John's disciples, there must have been some doubt whether Jesus was the Messiah or not. This troubled John greatly, and he was determined that their doubt must be cured. And the only cure for that doubt was that they themselves go and see Jesus Christ. Therefore, John sent them to the Lord to inquire of him personally, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Does this question ever come into our minds? "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Well, come, see and hear. And what do you see and hear? A man gifted with strange powers? A godly saint, a great prophet? Yes, but much more than that. For this is he that should come. This is the Christ of God, and this is the Savior of the world. This is he that should come. And we need not, indeed we should not, look for another. John's disciples were convinced. And so should we be convinced, for what Jesus was then, he is still today, and ever shall be. Come, see, and hear. This is still the gracious offer that Jesus makes to bring all of us to faith and to convince us that he is our Savior. Come, see, and hear. You see, Jesus still opens blind eyes to see. And yes, there is a blindness more than just the loss of physical sight. It is a blindness to the truth, the blindness that does not know the way to eternal life. But Jesus can open these blind eyes to see. In his word, he shows us the way. We see him with the eyes of faith, and we confess, "Thou art he that should come. Thou art the Christ. Thou art my Savior." And when we are weak and faint, when our faith wavers, and it does, Jesus comes with his word to renew that strength, to strengthen our faith, and supported by his word and sacrament, we can cast out all doubt and cast out all unbelievers. Open wide our eyes of faith, and behold Jesus in the majesty of his divine power. See him in the fullness of his gracious love and service to others. He stands among people and he opens blind eyes. He commands the sick to be healed, the paralyzed to take up their beds and walk. The leper cries out to him, "Lord, if you will, please clean me, cleanse me." And Jesus says, "Yes, I will. Be thou clean." Jesus touches the ears of the deaf and they hear. He looses the tongue of those who cannot speak. In Jairus' house, his dead daughter hears Christ's command, "Maid, arise," and she lives again. At Nain, Jesus tells the weeping mother, "Weep not." And her tears are dried when the Lord's command, and her dear son arises from death alive. At Bethany, Mary and Martha hear Christ's grand words, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And then calling into that tomb, the tomb of a man who had been dead and buried for 4 days, Jesus brings Lazarus forth from the grave, alive and well. The people praised God, because at his command, even the dead were raised to life. If times of doubt and fear do come to us, and they do, let us remember John removed those doubts of his disciples by sending them directly to Jesus Christ. Let us also take our fears and doubts to Jesus himself, and he will completely remove them. May the Holy Spirit guide and direct us this evening as we consider the Advent question, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" This evening we shall see that it is Christ himself who convinces us that he is the one that should come. John's disciples personally came to see Jesus, and they asked him, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" And Jesus did not rebuke them. He did not rebuke them at all, because they questioned out of doubt. He did not turn his back on that unbelief. Jesus gave them a clear answer. And when they returned to John in prison, they were fully persuaded that this is he, and we need not look for another. How had they become assured? How had Jesus convinced them? Well, Jesus said, "Go and show yourself to John again. Those things which you see, the things which you hear, and what you hear and see, this must convince you. Just consider what you see and what you hear." So often, our sinful leprosy seems to consume us. It is then that we cry to our Savior, "Lord, if thou wilt, you can make me clean." And his answer returns to us, "I will. My blood has cleansed you from all of your sins. And whoever believes in me shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life." And quickly, the leprosy of sin is healed. Our hearts and our minds are cleansed. And falling down before our gracious God, we acknowledge him. And with faith we confirm, "Thou art he that should come." And we look for no other. The gospel of salvation in the atonement of Jesus Christ is preached to us sinners. And hereby we know that Jesus is he that should come, the Savior of sinners, the Redeemer of the entire world. We look for no other. John shows us what we are to do. And now we are convinced that Jesus is he that should come, and we look to no other. John would not permit prison bars to stop him from leading others to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we know that you are he that should come. And in you we have the Savior from all sin. Keep us steadfast in this one true faith. Help us to lead others to you and find their Savior, the Savior of the world. In your name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Please remain standing while we prepare for Holy Communion. Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated.
Body and blood, strength and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
essence of the true body.
Thank you.
Please rise. The Advent Litany. O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. Thou that sittest at the right hand of the Father, thou who wast silent before thine enemies or before thy accusers, open our lips to speak your praise.
Help us hear our witness to thee, our Lord.
Thou who didst humble thyself,
teach us true humility.
Thou who didst willingly bear thy cross, thou who didst pray, Abba, Father,
teach us to pray, our Father who art in heaven.
Thou who didst say, I am a king,
hallowed be thy name.
Thou who didst pray, not my will but thine be done,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Thou who didst hunger and thirst,
give us this day our daily bread.
Thou who didst ask for forgiveness for thine enemies, thou who wast tempted in the wilderness, thou who didst command thy soul into the hands of thy Father,
deliver us from evil.
Thou wast crowned with thorns,
thine
thou who didst sink into the arms of death and on the third day rise again, thou who didst redeem us from sin, death, the devil. Lord, bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.